He hasn't come on yet.
Thank you, Mel.
Brandela.
He hasn't come on.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're on
Good evening.
Suwam commentary on the Parsha, Lech Lecha, section 36, Pasuk 428. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudusha Barichu, Ishkin, Tevit, Hilu, Urchimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urchimu. Kulakta, L'shem, Yud, Hei, Bavate, Beyichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu maasei adeno konanei aleinu maasei adeno konaneihu. Amar Rabbi Abba huadai trach uviyaot mila umandila amar hake apek gar mea mea sara upot tuzamin kud shabarichu lemebad l'tzadikya v'yalma v'yate v'kol ho mitkashran v'hai u'gine kachasara mileidim heim natnuta iz v'hai kara Ashrei tivchar utkarev v'gomer v'kol mila u'mila ad u'tupa itaved mina. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, this is definitely well said, referring to the verse, blessed is the man whom you choose. He who does not recite this is excluded from under the 10 canopies that the Holy One, blessed be he, shall prepare in the future for the righteous man in the world that is coming. And everyone should be attached to this verse. Therefore, this verse contains 10 words of faith. Blessed is the man, and from each word, a canopy is prepared. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. questions, comments, thoughts?
I kind of think it ought to be, blessed is the man who chooses you, Hashem.
Well, that wouldn't be 10 words. And we have described a number of times the idea that one needs to purify themselves, which represents the left column energy. And
well,
then once someone is purified, then Hashem will choose that person. So this is what it's referring to. It's referring to how a person transfers from the left column to the right column.
Well, I was thinking how, as a beginner, you read Torah and you study, and that's what changes you.
Yes, but the change is purification.
Mm-hmm.
It's not holiness. That is what this verse is really describing. And what is the meaning of a canopy?
Well, it told you the words in the blessing were the canopies. At first, I thought it was 10 Sephirot because of 10, but the last sentence told you that blessed is the man, and then that was referring, because it was ... that it was repeated at the top of the verse, blessed is the man whom you choose. So evidently the blessing must be of 10 words.
The blessing is 10 words long.
Mm-hmm.
But the word for canopy is chuppah, and we're all familiar with that word.
Mm-hmm.
What is the chuppah? It is a canopy. It is something overhead. It's a protection. It's a binding tool.
It's also the mountain over us when we were standing at Mount Sinai.
Exactly. Very, very well said. And it is the 10 Sephirot.
Well,
the consciousness of binding. But what is the binding? What is the connection? And the connection is the chuppah, the canopy, is providing a unity between the soul and Hashem. And it requires 10 bindings, 10 sephirot, to become holy, and that is the idea of what becomes a righteous person, and how does that relate to the sprit, to the circumcision. All of that is in this pasuk, if you contemplate it. Anybody else have any questions, or I'll just move on? Lesson 429. Zaka'ahula kehom yaomada uvaomade ate dehaoraita mikashra belibayku keilu kaimitu begufayku Betura de Sinai, Bishata, the Ethiwa, Oraita, the Israel. The translation. Happy are your portions in this world and in the world that is coming. As Torah is absorbed into your hearts, as if you were standing yourselves on Mount Sinai at the time when the Torah was given to Israel. And this pasuk is also clear as written.
That was a beautiful way to put it, that Torah absorbed into your heart.
Isn't that what happens?
Yeah. I just have always felt like no one could take whatever you studied away from, you know, it was whatever you applied yourself to. One day it was, I don't know, it would always lead to something else down the road, you know. But you know, just, I don't think I've ever heard it worded that way, absorbed into your heart.
How does a stony heart become sweetened?
By the door. Just like water, you know, raining on hard soil, it softens it. And then when you put to practice what you've learned or what you've read, causes you to look a little deeper into something that you've read. I used to keep a log years ago, and when I'd go back and read over several months and see how it was like following a path. You know, sometimes the same word would show up, or something that stood out to me. That was what Tony told me years ago, was write down what stands out the most to you. And to me, that was like Hashem just drawing you.
Absolutely. Very well said. I know we have plenty of time to keep going. But we need to open up the other link, number 36A.
36A, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well.
Oh. That doesn't go to 430?
No, it goes to 429.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm okay, is it in the text or is it computer?
It's on the computer. If you go to the, you go to the landing page for Lech Lecha, you'll see a link to section 36 and then a second link to section 36A. And that one says it's not yet completed. And it starts at 4:30. And it's also in the text, of course.
Oh, well, okay, because that's what I thought.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. There were two other persons. Oh, no, I don't know why they're not saying anything.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got another call. Sorry.
Lesson 430. Patasi das we amar misbach adamata se livizavachtam halav et olotecha viet shilamecha vigomer tana komandikare pereya lakar bana Gakailu Akriv Bo Karbanin Di Alma Lekamea Kuku Chabrihu Ukilu Bane Matbecha Shale Mata Kamea. Another person began by saying, an altar of earth you shall make for me, and shall sacrifice thereon your burnt offerings and your peace offerings. We have learned that whoever offers his son as a sacrifice through circumcision is as deserving as one who has offered all the sacrifices in the world before the Holy One, blessed be he. It is though he were building a perfect altar to him. My commentary is that with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written.
Well, I think anybody who hasn't thought about circumcising their child, you could show them that verse. It's a powerful verse.
Well, Abraham was told to sacrifice Isaac, but he didn't sacrifice him. He bound him on the altar. And here we're being told that through the brit of your child, you're building an altar.
I'm saying it of earth was important. You know, it didn't say, you know, it wasn't ever supposed to be metal or anything else, but of the earth. And, you know.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Well, it's the idea that the altar itself is holy.
Absolutely.
Instead of an altar of earth.
It's a living altar.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about continuity of connection to Hashem from one lifetime to the next lifetime. From one lifetime to the next generation.
Really powerful when it says, it's as if you've offered all the sacrifices in the world before the Holy One.
It's extremely powerful.
Yeah. And it's blessed to be here in that verse.
Say again. You know,
it was. Louis who was in there. I see it says, the Holy One, blessed be He. And I remember one time in one of our classes, we said that, or else it was in one of the Sunday or weekend commentaries that you sent us, the weekly ones, the Tetragrammaton, Hashem's four-letter name, was concealed in Baruch Hu. The point that it's almost the whole family that's being blessed. The father is being blessed. You know, the child is being blessed.
And the mother is being blessed.
Mm-hmm. And then later, the wife is blessed because of it. You know, when the child marries, when the child grows up, you can really see the generations wrapped into this.
Yes, and then once you learn some of the aspects of reincarnation, you see how the next lifetime is being blessed through that process. Mm-hmm. Let's call it for the night. There's a lot to think about.
Okay.
Actually, we'll be continuing this in our Zohar class, in the 7 o'clock class, because it's okay. Going to again be done as on the same structure of the deep Zohar, where we really take a look at each aspect of each pasuk in depth.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Have a beautiful evening. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.